Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, February 20th, 2023. This morning I will talk about the ministry of presence. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Loving Father, all glory and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours because you first loved us and showed us what love looks like when it is most inconvenient. Forgive us for loving the wrong things and returning love only when it is convenient, like the social climber who only loves friends who can do them a favor. Thank you for the sacrificial love of Christ, who loved us enough to die for us, even though we were unlovely, broken, and selfish, like the teenager that only wanted his father's money. In the power of your Holy Spirit, turn our selfish hearts to you and the things that you love. May we offer a ministry of presence to those in need and turn to you in our own pain. In Jesus' precious name and for your glory, amen. In Luke 15:20, we read, "And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a long ways off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him." One attribute of God is revealed most directly in the parable of the two brothers, multiplication. When the younger brother took steps to confess his sin to his father, the father took many steps to forgive him and to express his love. This overwhelming generosity appears throughout Scripture, but it is especially seen in the Gospel of John, in the wine produced in the wedding at Canaan, the bread multiplied in the feeding of the 5,000, and the disciples catch a fish in Galilee. God is not stingy with his love. A contemporary example of God's super-generous love arises in the context of faith denial. In Jesus' parable of the two brothers, at first neither brother loves his father. The younger brother hates his father so much that he demands his inheritance while his father is still alive. The older brother practices a more insidious form of hatred. He pretends to love his father while secretly hating him, which leaves no door open to reconciliation. When the younger brother returns to his father, he opens the door to reconciliation out of his own need and shame, only the tiniest bit. This is not love. At best, it is a test of the father's love. We see a similar test of God's love in Pascal's wager. Pascal used probability theory to argue that the agnostic argument is logically false, in that faith is a fair bet. If God exists and you believe, you win heaven. But if God does not exist, you lose nothing. In other words, faith in God is a positive reward, provided that the probability of God existing is a positive non-zero number. Betting that God exists accordingly offers better odds than organized gambling, where the house normally earns a substantial profit, suggesting that the odds of betting are negative. Not a fair bet. Pascal's wager does not engender faith, but it offers an opportunity to take faith seriously at a pecuniary benefit, the chance of winning a bet. If faith is a fair bet, then the person considering Pascal's wager has to wonder why. Taking the next step, placing the bet, is a try before you buy or fake it until you make it kind of faith commitment. In a world where faith in God is treated as philosophical nonsense and dismissed out of hand, this step defines one as a seeker. Do you think that our generous God, who is known for his overwhelming love, would ignore such a seeker? On the contrary, the parable of the two brothers suggests that God will run to meet us. The parable of the two brothers is not Jesus' only parable of extraordinary love. Consider,
"And he said to him, which of you who has a friend will go out to him at midnight
and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer him from within, 'Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give you anything because he is a friend, but because of your imprudence, he will rise and give whatever you need." This is Luke 11:5-8. What is love? Love is being willing to help a friend only because he asked, no matter how inconvenient. The word for imprudence here is also translated as persistence, shameless audacity, and inopportunity. Jesus uses this parable to introduce one of his most famous statements.
I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. This is Luke 11:5-10. Love means that with God, one always has access. One of the hardest ministries to appreciate and understand is the ministry of presence. With God, we are never alone. This ministry of presence is a gift that we can extend to others. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.